Okay. Great. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. I have a presentation made up for you all, and I will go ahead and send this PowerPoint presentation to Marielle after so that you can share with everybody if they would like, if that works. Okay, great. Let me go ahead and share my screen.
Yeah, absolutely. Any all the PowerPoint as well as any other additional information, I will be sure to share in a recap email, everybody.
Okay, let me go ahead and get this presented view. All right. Okay, so like mentioned, my name is Georgina, and I am a doctoral psychology graduate student at Pacific University, and I'm going to be talking with you all and sharing some information about the Pacific Psychology and Comprehensive Health Clinic, and that is just our outpatient clinic that provides therapy and assessment. And I'm going to be sharing some information related to those processes and services. Okay. So here's a brief agenda for today. Like mentioned, I'm going to go ahead and start out with sharing information related to the services offered at PCH, and that includes counseling and therapy, assessment and testing services, the option of support groups. I will briefly review some speech language pathology services that we also have available at PCH, and as well as services that are in Spanish. So those are, we do have an entire clinical team that just works with patients that their primary language is Spanish. I will also go over some provider information, kind of what, how the teams are made at PCH, as well as some information regarding scheduling and ways to contact us if you would like to pursue outpatient services at PCH. And I want to quickly say that if we could wait until the end to ask questions, feel free to put them in the chat. And at the end, I will go ahead and answer and review all of those questions. Okay. All right. So, like mentioned, PCH, which stands for Pacific Psychology and Comprehensive Health Clinic, is an outpatient service provider that provides affordable and accessible outpatient assessment, therapy, and primary care services to children, adults, and families. And we have two clinics, one in downtown Portland and also one in Hillsboro. In a broad overview, we offer counseling and therapy for a whole host of mental health challenges, including depression, anxiety, child and family issues, PTSD, which stands for post-traumatic stress disorder, and a wide range of other concerns. In addition to counseling and therapy, we offer assessment and testing for individuals that have concerns regarding their learning or what we call learning disabilities, as well as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which is ADHD, and also cognitive problems or cognitive challenges. And really, what that means is if you have concerns or questions regarding how you process information, how your memory works, how you are able to kind of navigate your world. We're able to provide some insight regarding your own brain and how you process information. Testing services this past year were on hold due to COVID-19, just like a lot of other services, unfortunately. However, now we're able to provide psychological assessment through a mix of Zoom, like we are today, and in-person appointments. So, in addition to counseling and therapy and assessment and testing, PCH also offers an adult ADHD skills group, So it's like a support group where you are learning skills if you have the diagnosis of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And at this point in time, they are meeting about twice every week. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and briefly go over the assessment and testing services offered at PCH. So like mentioned, we are able to provide comprehensive psychoeducational and neurological assessment for a variety of concerns related to kind of sustaining or maintaining attention and focus and concentration, as well as medical and emotional difficulties. And some of the things that we specifically assess for are learning disabilities. So if you're curious about whether or not you have a neurological disorder related to your ability to learn information, we can go ahead and look at that, as well as attention deficits. So again, linked to that diagnosis of ADHD, as well as if you have concerns regarding cognitive or emotional difficulties and head injuries and other medical diagnoses related to cognitive difficulties. So again, if you have difficulties with memory, with regulation, with processing, or if you're curious about how that all impacts your ability to cope or navigate the world around you, we can look at that as well. We also are able to provide evaluation for post-traumatic stress disorder and a variety of other mental health diagnoses. Okay. So the assessment and testing services, we are able to test patients of all ages, starting as young as 6, all the way across the lifespan. And typically the assessment patients, what they're specifically kind of looking to gain from this assessment is information regarding their difficulties in learning, as well as cognitive difficulties. It is important to note that we do not assess or diagnose for autism spectrum disorder. So that's one area that we might refer you out, and I'll go ahead and talk about that process in just a little bit. I also wanted to share that the comprehensive assessment does have a fee. Unfortunately, it is fairly expensive, but I did want to go ahead and provide this information to you all. And it is based on your take-home income, and it can range from $625 all the way to over about $1,000. And it is due at the first appointment, and unfortunately for testing specifically, we are unable to bill insurance, but that's just for testing, and I'll go ahead and talk about the other services in just a moment. It is also important to note that if you do decide to do assessment, it does take some time, typically takes 3 to 4 appointments at PCH with graduate level clinicians and in those 3 to 4 appointments, it could be up to a few hours each appointment. So it does take some time, but we wanna make sure that we get accurate and clear information for those that are being assessed. So in addition to assessment and testing procedures, we also offer counseling and therapy services. PCH and the clinical teams at PCH operate from an evidence-based treatment philosophy. And so really what that means is that we are diving into the research. We are looking at what research has shown to work scientifically. And we want to identify interventions and treatment that is the best option that meets the individual's needs. And so each treatment is very individualized based on the patient's identified concerns or kind of what brought them to therapy. The providers at the clinic, like myself, are advanced level graduate students, all working under supervision of various licensed clinical psychologists. Providers provide kind of up-to-date, state-of-the-art therapeutic interventions, again, leaning on the research, really going into the research and figuring out what has been shown to work. And we, throughout the treatment process, providers receive ongoing training and supervision weekly with the licensed clinical psychologists to again inform evidence-based interventions. So to inform and discuss and review what could work based on the research that's out there. Part of PCH and part of our treatment philosophy is that we assess client and patient progress every time we meet to ensure that the client's needs are being met. We want to make sure that the time is yours and that we've addressed all concerns that you have. So, additionally, talking a little bit more about the counseling and therapy services offered at PCH, there are currently 15 teams of students and licensed clinical psychologists across both Portland and Hillsboro clinics, and the teams vary in specialized services, again, all under licensed clinical psychologists. And here's some examples of teams that you may encounter. So we do have child and adolescent specific teams. We have specific teams that focus on neurocognitive challenges, mild to moderate to severe, and can have consultation with neuropsychologists. We also have teams that have specific focus on individuals that have health conditions and also experience some mental health as a result of those health conditions. We also have teams that are just general adult teams, and those are individuals that maybe have mental health diagnoses such as depression or anxiety, but are within that adult range. So I just wanted to go ahead and provide a brief overview of how treatment goes at PCH and just the processes that you would go through if you did decide to seek out services at PCH. So the very first step is what's called a phone screen. So patients call in, and I'll provide that information a little bit later with the numbers. Call in and you talk to a clinician who will ask you some questions to really see if your concerns or kind of what you brought you to therapy would be a good match for our clinic. And if it is a good match, then we go ahead and schedule an intake appointment. And if it's not a good match, then we provide community referrals that would be a good match for you based on your needs and based on your concerns. So the next step, if the phone screen and the clinician says, yep, this person seems like they would be a great fit for one of our teams, we would go ahead and go to the next step, which is an intake assessment. And an intake assessment occurs over a few appointments. And the first part of the intake assessment is a clinical interview. So an advanced level clinician like myself would be interviewing you to assess kind of the reasons for seeking treatment, your goals, what you hope to gain from this experience, and potential diagnoses based on the information that you shared during that clinical interview. So in addition to that, we do also conduct assessment procedures as part of this intake assessment to help inform us what diagnoses may be appropriate for you based on what you've shared. The assessments really look at several questionnaires based on and just asking based on your experiences, what is problematic or concerning. So really we try to understand the nature of your problem as well as the severity. So how much is what's going on is impacting your functioning, your daily functioning, and or interfering with your daily functioning. And really that information can provide a baseline or what we call a comparison point for your treatment as we progress. So we can see, you know, you're here, and then we track it every so often to see if you're making progress, if you're improving. So the next step after that assessment and intake process is the treatment planning appointment. So really based on that initial assessment and discussion between you and the clinician assigned to your case, you collaboratively, so together, develop a treatment plan that would work for you based on your individual needs, based on your individual concerns, and what you want to change or what you want to have be better for you. And all of our treatment planning is based on outcome measurement. So again, we always have goals of where we want to be. So where what we want to achieve, and that's how our treatment plan is formulated. The plan is very flexible. Clinicians at PCH always want to meet patients where they're at and really try to formulate a treatment plan that would best serve you and help you feel better as realistically as we can. So it's also important to note that the treatment usually involves either weekly sessions, bi-weekly sessions, every 3 weeks, or once a month, and they can go up to 50 minutes per session with the therapist. All right, so I want to go ahead and briefly share an additional service that PCH offers, which is speech-language pathology services. And what that is speech and language services for individuals with communication disorders or communication concerns. So these individuals, these speech language pathologists are graduate level clinicians, just like myself, from Pacific University School of Communication Sciences and Disorders. The speech language pathologist can provide diagnostic evaluations and individual therapy to, again, children and adults under the supervision of a speech language pathologist who holds certification of clinical competence from the American Speech Language Hearing Association and have organ licensure. Speech-language services can include diagnostic as well as therapy outpatient services for a variety of speech and language concerns, including brain injury, concussion, dementia, fluency, stroke, voice coaching, and help with some voice disorders as well. And the speech-language pathology services are at both clinics in Portland and in Hillsboro. So I'm going to go ahead and switch gears slightly to just share a little bit about the scheduling and some information regarding payment, just to have some information for you all. So appointments, we have quite a bit of availability to try to meet as many patients' needs as possible. The clinic is open from Monday to Thursday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Fridays from 9 to 5 p.m. Unfortunately, PCH does not allow for walk-ins, but you can definitely schedule an appointment or phone the front desk to gather more information. And I will share that process in just a little bit. We do have the opportunity to treat Oregon Health Plan patients for counseling and therapy services. We can bill to OHP HealthShare, OHP Care Oregon, OHP Trillium for eligible patients that reside in Multnomah, Washington, and Clackamas County. So in addition to those types, we also do offer the opportunity for self-pay for patients, and that's based on your own annual income. And the income documentation is required at that first appointment, and we take cash, check, or charge. And for additional billing information, I will refer you to the front desk folks, and I can go ahead and share that information in just a little bit. So this is just the process or steps for scheduling an appointment if you are interested. The front desk phone staff are very friendly. They can provide information and answer a whole host of questions that you have. And I've listed the phone numbers for each of those clinics. And again, that first step is that phone screen, and it only takes about 10 to 15 minutes with one of the counselors. If you are a good fit, we will be able to offer you services and schedule that intake appointment.
My iPad is right there.
Hi.
And then, just like mentioned, the intake appointment takes 2 hours, and that's when that time in which the student clinician will administer cognitive or personality assessment. And then following that, the clinician will review that information with you and offer the specific kinds of services and the specific types of teams and find a good match for you. So this is the contact information for each of the clinics. And now I would like to offer the opportunity. I'm gonna go ahead and stop sharing to answer any questions. I know I threw a lot of information at you all, and I hope that that was somewhat helpful. And again, just providing an additional option, right? Therapy is just an additional option for anyone to work out challenges, identify solutions. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for a wonderful presentation. Are there any questions?
Oh, I see I have some in the chat. So thank you so much. Oh, let me start actually up here. So sorry. Okay, I've got a couple direct messages. So there was a question about how do we know if we should seek assistance? So at what point do we know, hey, it might be a good time to maybe seek out some professional help? I would say that really what might be a good idea is if you've tried all your resources, you've tapped into your community, you've tapped into your own research, and you still are feeling just having a really hard time, that might be a good idea to come seek treatment, to have someone else's opinion, to offer additional ideas, offer additional options. That might be a good idea to do that. And you can always have the option to phone that front desk and have that free 10 to 15 minute consultation in which you would just talk to the individual, the counselor, about your challenges. And kind of based on that conversation, you can either be referred to seek treatment or that person will provide some community resources that might be helpful. And then in regards to crisis, so that is something that PCH, unfortunately, we do not offer crisis hours. And so if you do experience kind of high crisis situations for your mental health, such as, let's say that you're feeling very low and you might have some suicidal thoughts, we will refer you out just because we don't have on-call staff. Because we are a training facility. So we will provide CERT, we do provide community resources for that. So yes, another question was continuation of care and how long are students in a team. So each student clinician can work with a patient for an entire academic year. So from end of August, kind of all the way to the end of July, first week of August is kind of our academic year. But we provide transition services, and so we're connecting with other incoming student clinicians, and we're matching with those student clinicians' experience, our current clients, and finding the best match and kind of providing all of that information to them so that we can help with that continuation of care. Very important question. Thank you. So I think that was all the questions that I addressed in the chat, but I'd be happy to answer any other.
I was just curious, Georgina, when you explained the different potential meetings, mm-hmm. if we talked and called to the front desk and we just kind of would like a refresher meeting maybe every couple months or something, will they arrange, is their schedule that flexible, or does it have to fall into one of those categories of once a month? once every 3 weeks? How does it work?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Such a great question, Brian. So, unfortunately, we have to either meet, you know, one of those requirements. And so, yeah, so the longest time we can kind of go without, you know, therapy is the one once a month. But we would provide community referrals if that was something that you wanted to do. We could help you. We could assist you in that process.
So for me, I'm just dealing with my affections being a big challenge. I was very curious. Now,
I think you might have cut out a little bit, Kajima, when you were speaking. The internet was a little spotty. I don't know if it was that way for everybody else. Do you mind repeating yourself? I'm sorry.
So I see therapy for my aphasia, my poor speech. Before, I was very curious. Now, not so much. Because I just feel like people are thinking I'm drunk all the time. That's my speech.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing, Kajima, and repeating yourself. And Lynn, I saw that you had your hand raised. Do you have a question, or were you just stretching? Okay. Great. Are there any other questions?
I have one. Are you done talking to Kajima? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you done? Are you done talking with Kajima?
Yes. What?
Okay. I just wanted to speak to Georgina. I work with Sarah Bellum's Bakery, and I also started teaching meditation classes at the bakery, and now do a weekly online guided meditation. And I want to know if there would be any kind of support for me forwarding my project of teaching meditation. The project is teaching meditation because I find it very valuable for me. And a few people that join do it weekly, but there's also, it's sort of not growing that well. I'd like to just get the word out better. So if there could be some support in putting that out, although I have tremendous support with my wife, Faith really helps me with getting it out, but I'm just wondering if there's any resources that might be available through Pacific.
Yeah, I love that idea. If you would feel comfortable sharing information, I can provide my email in the chat, or sharing the information with Marielle, and then she could share it with me. And then I could just share it with our clinical director, who can then disperse it to the other teams and say, hey, look, we've got this wonderful community resource that's happening, focused on meditation. Does that kind of sound and feel okay?
Yeah, start making connections and looking at. I've created a website. Did I send it to you? Did you?
I don't have it, but I would love to get that, and then I could disperse it. Yeah.
Okay, it's goldmindmeditation.com.
Goldmind Meditation.
Okay. It's a weekly, I have a weekly Zoom link that I use, and I just have found meditation to be extraordinarily beneficial. I've just given me peace of mind, and I just did a wonderful 10-day retreat up in on Alaska with dhamma.org, 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 and it's a Vipassana teaching, which is anyone can do it. It's not a religious practice. I mean, some people make Buddhism religious, but it's really not. It's just a way to be, and it clears your mind and gives you peace.
Yes, absolutely. I am a big
I want to forward that, especially for, and I'm declaring, I want to contribute to people with brain injury because that's what I got. You know, that's my life. So that's my degree. My degree is that I have learned to live with it. And I also, as you may or not be able to tell, I work in sales. So I want to forward things. I want to get it out there because I know it's a great idea and I want to see what it can be for people.
Yes, absolutely. I completely agree with you. Meditation, mindfulness practices, I really try to infuse it in my therapeutic services as well. And so I'm very much in the same boat. Very appreciative of that resource. Thank you.
So what should I do next? How should I did I give you my email?
Yeah. Go ahead and give me.
Mm-hmm. hwalmer@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. Yes, and I can connect with you, Had, via email. But since I have this website, I can go ahead and share that with the clinical director, who could disperse it to teams.
Great. And I created a GoFundMe to make the website in the first place, and that was, I did a course through Landmark Worldwide. Have you heard of them?
Mm-mm.
They're an educational group, and you declare yourself. They're very strong on language, so you learn to declare what the possibility you are is. And I say that who I am is the possibility of awakening and aliveness, and that I was doing the website, and I realized that if I don't get it out on the web, it's not going to go very far. Although I do it through our community at Cerebellum Bakery. And I was doing it at the bakery, but it's just difficult to do that right now. The cafe is not open. We just do the baking part.
Right, right. I see.
Okay. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Had, for sharing all of that. And thank you much. Go ahead, Brandon.
I was just saying whoop, whoop to Had.
Yeah.
For keeping up the mental meditation.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And thank you, Brandon. Thank you for joining, even though you're traveling.
I know. It's just crazy the way the world works nowadays.
It's wonderful, crazy. Wonderful, crazy.
Virginia, virtual.
Yeah. You had mentioned that you don't do ASD.
Right.
And what do people who have sensory problems, what would be your recommendation with that?
Yeah, so we aren't able to do the assessment or neurological assessment for individuals that have autism, but we will kind of what we do when we encounter patients with that or sensory kind of integration challenges, we either will determine if one of the licensed clinical psychologists has experience in that, then we might place that patient on their team, and if we can't meet that individual's need, we will refer out to other community resources that have more specialized training in that.
If that makes sense. What I'm saying. Who are they? That's what I want to know.
I could tap in. I'm sorry, I don't have them right off the top of my head, but I could tap I could tap into my resources and share it with Marielle if that feels okay, and then she could share with you, Lynn. Okay. Sure.
Great. Thanks so much. And thank you so much again, Georgina, for a wonderful presentation. I am going to stop the recording.